So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's based on this popular show called Dragon Ball. Have you seen it? It's an anime.
No, I haven't, actually.
Me neither.
Oh, but I did briefly look it up online, so I definitely got the gist.
Well, that's more than enough research for sure.
I agree. I know everything there is to know about this show. For example, it used to be a mango.
Oh, I love mangoes. Same here, sir. Frickin' delicious.
Plus, this used to be a Japanese mango.
Very exotic. So, what happens in this thing?
Well, we're gonna meet this teenager Goku, and he's training with his grandpa, right?
Right.
And then he hits a fly right into his frickin' mouth.
Oh, hitting flies into your grandfather's mouth is tight.
Agreed. And we're gonna find out that it's Goku's birthday and his grandfather wants to give him a Dragon Ball.
That's the name of the mango.
Yes, sir, it is. And we're gonna find out that there are actually 7 of these Dragon Balls, and if you get all of them, you get to make a wish.
So in terms of power levels, it's comparable to, you know, candles on a birthday cake?
Exactly like a birthday cake. So anyway, then Goku goes to school and some bullies, they try some vehicular manslaughter on him.
Oh my god.
But Goku's not supposed to fight, so he just goes to class and fantasizes about this girl Chi-Chi eating some strawberries.
Oh, hell yeah. Eat those strawberries, Chi-Chi. Eat them.
And Chi-Chi invites him to her party that night, and immediately he's like, yes, one of my only motivations in this movie is to sleep with you.
Oh, well, great.
So he gets ready to go to the party, and he takes his Dragon Ball with him.
What? Why is he bringing that to the party?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
And later, the movie's bad guy Piccolo is gonna show up, because he wants all the Dragon Balls. He would like to make a wish.
Oh, and what's his deal?
Well, he was imprisoned for years and years and years, but now he's back.
How did he escape?
Unclear, but he can sense where the Dragon Balls are, so he goes to Goku's house and kills his grandfather.
I thought you said Goku took it to the party.
He did, and so Piccolo, you know, he can sense that the Dragon Ball's not in the house.
But if he can sense where Dragon Balls are, why did he go to the place where he knew it wasn't?
Well, why does anyone do anything?
Oh, you just blew my mind. That's a great point.
So anyway, before Goku's grandfather dies, he's like, you gotta go see this guy called Master Roshi, okay?
Okay, so...
you know, that's on his to-do list now.
Sure.
And then this girl Bulma shows up, and she wants Dragon Balls too. Plus, she has a little device that can detect them, so, you know, they team up.
And what's her deal?
Well, the internet says she has blue hair, so I figure that's just like a single blue strand.
Could also mean like a full head of blue hair, though, right? Should we maybe Google image search to verify?
Nah.
That does sound like a lot of work, doesn't it?
So they go and kind of break into Master Roshi's home, and so obviously he defends himself. So there's gonna be this awesome fight scene between him and Goku.
Why doesn't Goku just explain why he's there?
Well, because then there wouldn't be an awesome fight scene.
Oh, true.
So they take off to go look for Dragon Balls, but then they fall into this big hole.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and turns out it's a trap set by this guy Yamcha who wants to rob them.
Very rude.
So they end up trapped down there for a while. They make a fire, and Master Roshi re-explains everything about the Dragon Balls and how there's no time to waste, and they only have a couple days left.
Right, don't they already know that?
They do, but I gotta fill some time here.
Oh, okay.
So eventually Master Roshi jumps out of the pit, and he's like...
But that whole time he was talking about how little time they have, he was able to jump out.
That's right. Well, okay then.
So they get this guy Yamcha to help them dig through the pit because they actually detect a Dragon Ball there.
Oh, great.
And they go through this hole and they end up at the top of a volcano.
The underground tunnel leads to the top of a volcano?
It does, yeah.
Not only do I not see anything wrong with that, I'm gonna spend a lot of money bringing that image to life.
Great. So then they're gonna have to fight some monsters that Piccolo made.
Exciting.
And Goku's gonna use their corpses as a bridge to cross some lava.
Oh my god, that got so dark.
So anyway, later in the movie, Goku's gonna have to learn this awesome move called the Kamehameha.
Oh, what's a Hamanaham? What's a Kamehameha? What is that thing?
Oh, it's this super powerful attack, sir. Master Roshi tells him it's an airbending technique.
Oh, airbending, huh?
Yeah, pretty sure that's just a general anime term we can use.
Oh, amazing.
But this move is pretty hard, so he keeps training and training, and it's not working.
Oh, it's not?
It's not. But then Chi-Chi shows up, and she's like, hey, if you manage to do the move, I'll let you kiss my mouth and probably some other stuff.
And does that help him?
It does, sir. Turns out all he needed to find the inner strength to do the move was the promise of some, you know, physical gratification from a lady.
Very heroic.
But then later, another Chi-Chi's gonna show up, and now there's gonna be 2 Chi-Chis.
Oh, it's like a 4 cheese pizza.
It is. So then one of the Chi-Chis, she's like, Goku, hey, I'm the real Chi-Chi, so he knocks out the other one.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
But here's the thing, that wasn't the real Chi-Chi. She lied.
What?
Yeah, it turns out it was this lady Mai who works for Piccolo and she can shapeshift.
How did she know to shapeshift into Chi-Chi? Didn't her and Goku just hook up?
Yeah, unclear, but anyway, she manages to steal all the Dragon Balls.
Dang it.
And then there's gonna be a big twist.
What's the twist?
Turns out that Goku was a big evil ape this whole time and he was a baby and he came to Earth and he planned to transform back to his true self 18 years later on his birthday, but only if there's an eclipse.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, sure.
So now Goku's a big monkey and Master Roshi's gonna get killed.
Oh, is it gonna be an emotional moment?
Oh, no, none of these moments are gonna have effect on anyone's emotions whatsoever.
That's fine.
And then if Goku wants to defeat Piccolo, he has to struggle with his inner demons, but also find his true self.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
No, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's just gonna kinda use the power of his forehead vein and, you know, just kinda do the thing that has to be done. He just kinda does it.
Well, great.
And now Goku has all the Dragon Balls, so he makes a wish to bring Master Roshi back to life.
Did he forget that his grandfather also died very recently?
Oh yeah, I guess he did. Whoops.
Whoopsie.
So Goku goes back to see Chi-Chi and he punches her ankle and then we smash cut to the title.
I love it.
And then we're gonna have like a minute and a half long mid-credit scene where Piccolo's not actually dead.
Oh, for the sequel we're definitely gonna make after this is a huge success.
For the sequel we're definitely gonna make after this is a huge success.
Fantastic. So what do you think?
Listen, you have a movie based on a popular show based on a delicious fruit. I don't see what could go wrong here.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.